$0.95. Shop Emporia first.
This is Annette Taylor. I'm now located at Reflection Salon and Day Spa, 521 Commercial. Thank you for shopping Emporia first.
This is Jack Copa of Rainbow Pest Control, thanking you for shopping Emporia first.
This is Christy Moen with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, home to real estate professionals that make our town a better place to live. Shop Emporia first.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 urge you to shop Emporia first.
KVOE live and local, cloud cover 18 degrees, a wind chill right now of 3 above. We peaked at 38 yesterday, about an inch of snow. Of course, before that, we had some rain and sleet very late last night and early this morning. Right now, a north breeze gusting to 22, cloudy, wind chill 3, temperature 8 above here at KVOE live and local. That's AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It's 8:23.
In our never-ending, ongoing effort to keep you thinking and hopefully eating healthy, or at least healthier,
we want you to try and remember that we're only doing this because we love you.
We joyfully welcome to the KVOE studio Emporia State University Health Promotion Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
That is juicy right there. Okay.
Where did you find that?
I walked into the party.
All right, so there we go.
Woo!
You know, there's not a lot of juicy lyrics to choose from out there.
No.
But there was one of them.
Yeah. Oh, that was peppy.
Yeah, I like the beat.
Beat was good. I like that.
Beat was good. Well, Dr. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's kind of holidays are over and the cold's kicking in. And
yeah.
Here we go.
It is. And the classes are just about to begin again at ESU.
Yeah, classes start on Wednesday, but a lot of them, I think, move back today or tomorrow. Yeah. And I just pity them. I mean, it'll make you work fast, but
yeah,
get it in there.
Don't spend a lot of time outdoors today or tomorrow. It's going to be just, actually dangerously cold. So
right.
You don't want to spend too much time out there.
Yeah.
Not a good thing, so. Make sure. What about, you get in fine this morning? Travel okay?
Yeah. As long as you go slow, it's not bad out there.
Okay.
I was happy because I was a little worried when I pulled out of my driveway, but no, it wasn't bad at all, so.
Well, and if you can get out today, head down to the Sweet Granada because we had Kim Redeker on last hour.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, I heard
they're having
that.
She's calling it a freaking freezing fudge sale today. 50% off all
That's
fudge.
Smart marketing right there.
Yeah.
When do the doors open up?
50% off.
There you have it.
Worth the stop down there.
There you
no
go.
No doubt about that. So your holiday's good?
Yeah. Yeah, good. They were really good and missed you last month, but got to talk about music last month, and so that was fun.
Well, good.
But yeah, good holidays, and I'm ready. It's a nice long break, but by the time the students come back, I'm like, yeah, I miss them. I'm so sick, but I do miss them, so
aww.
I'm ready for them to come back. I know.
That is sweet.
That feeling will be gone by spring break, and I'll be like, when are you graduating? Yeah. But right now I miss them, and I'm glad they're coming back. So.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, there's not that much time left, a few months.
No, yeah, you know, and it goes so fast in the spring. So
it will be happening. So
yes.
Well, here we go, off in to 2018, and hopefully people, if they, you don't call them resolutions. I know I heard you.
Goals.
Goals, there it is.
Right.
There it is, that's the word.
Talking
yeah.
with Chuck, so hopefully everybody's plans are still intact.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
there's no worry about that, though, because if you veer from your goals, you still, obviously, can stop, regroup, and start over.
Absolutely, and that's the main thing to keep in mind.
Just hopefully you're steering things like a car as opposed to a boat, which may take a little bit of time to get kind of things cranked back around.
Well, we are in the midst of winter, and
yes.
You can feel that today. And I guess we should be pretty fortunate as of right now, because the flu bug is hitting these United States of America very, very, very hard.
Very hard.
Even if you have the flu shots, this flu virus is not being affected. The flu shots are not really doing much to affect the flu virus that is here this year.
Yeah, and it seems like every year it tries, you know, and it works maybe for some people, but this year's just brutal. And so, you know, you still get your shot and hope that it helps, but a lot of other, you know, we've talked on here many times about washing your hands and being careful in public places. I have seen so many people when I'm at Walmart, and we're talking younger, healthier people wearing masks. And I have to assume that that's either to keep their germs to them. You know, you don't want to go up, oh, are you sick? You know, but keeping their germs to themselves, or just as a precautionary thing to not breathe in the germs of those around them. And you just don't tend to see that here a lot. But I've seen it, so I think that's smart.
Wearing masks.
Wearing like a surgical,
And you notice this at Walmart?
I've been to Walmart a few times and seen different people that had them on. And again, I don't go up and
ask them, why are you wearing a mask?
Offensive or defensive?
Excuse me, kind sir. Why are you sporting that wonderful mask?
Offensive or defensive?
But, well, you know, I mean, if they're the one that's sick, they should be wearing that. But
I have not been to Walmart in quite some time, so I don't know if that is the case. And what does that say? I mean, I'm just assuming that it's more defensive than offensive. I don't know.
Right. That they're just not wanting to risk breathing anything in, because unfortunately with sneezing and coughing, that's all it takes. It goes into the air. If you're ever bored and get on YouTube and look up, they have actual videos of when people cough or sneeze and how far the germs go. And it's just kind of humorous, but really, really just sick, pun intended. So, you know, it's kind of a smart thing, but yeah, definitely wash your hands. And then I thought this was a good topic today because we've always said all along how fruits and vegetables are kind of nature's defense and one of the best ways to keep your immune system strong and keep you from getting sick. So,
well, the topic is 6 juicy secrets to winter health. And by the way, speaking of washing your hands, I just noted this morning here in the United States, the average person washes their hands how many times a day, do you think?
It's not going to be what it should be, but I'm thinking it should be. Okay, so you're asking what it actually is?
Yeah.
I think we're lucky if people wash their hands once or twice a day.
I was going to say 4.
It is 3. The average person washes their hands 3 times
a day. Okay, well, that's better than I was thinking it would be.
Hey, you win the showcase showcount. I didn't go over.
I did not go too high. Oh, my word. So 3 times a day. And you wonder if that's before each meal, you know. But, oh, my gosh, the whole after you use the restroom thing, kind of important.
It is. So.
So then
there's room for improvement there.
There is always.
Room for improvement here. Yeah. We Americans, I'll tell you. Well, all right. 6 juicy secrets to winter health. Dr. Jen?
Yes, and these are fruits. And I just had a little laugh. I was standing in line somewhere yesterday, and I see juicy fruits. That's what I brought you. And I thought, oh, my gosh, unfortunately, when people hear juicy fruits, that's probably what they think of as the gum.
Yeah.
So I brought you that as a little
top of mind right there, juicy fruit. Now longer lasting, by
the way. Of course.
You know, it has been forever.
Since I've had juicy,
it really has.
That was my favorite when I was growing up.
You know, it takes me back because when I was at Grandma's house, she always had a stash of juicy fruit. Always.
Mm, it was Big Red in our house.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. So thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But yeah, the article goes over 6 of the juiciest fruits that actually peak nutritionally in winter. And so I think a lot of people think winter, oh, nothing's in season, and that's not true. So it kind of breaks them down. The article starts talking about how apples tend to get all the doctor accolades, all the, you know, pats on the back, so to speak. But it says, the next time you find yourself roaming the produce section, consider citrus. Numerous peer-reviewed studies from the past couple of years suggest that citrus fruits may play a role in lowering blood pressure, preserving brain power, and cutting cancer risks. So, you know, three things that most people are like, yeah.
Loving that.
That's good. Sign me up.
Loving
that. So, yeah, and then they quote a doctor on here who says that these fruits are loaded with three key protective ingredients, vitamin C, potassium, and fiber. It says vitamin C may help form and power your white blood cells. And most people, if you're even remotely familiar with immunity, those play a huge part. Power your white blood cells, which fight off bacteria, while potassium can help regulate your blood pressure. And we've known that for a long time. It says in a 2014 USDA review found that fiber can improve your gut health. And that has to do with the, that doesn't mean like shrinking your gut. It has to do with the bacteria that live in your gut and help keep you from getting sick. Says, of course, citrus delivers a hefty flavor payload. And that's why a lot of people find it appealing. A hefty flavor payload for slim calories, so for not a lot of calories. And it says, and we shouldn't sweat the natural sugars because a significant portion of the citrus sugar is fructose, which goes directly to your liver to be processed rather than into your bloodstream. So it says that means it does not bring on the same blood sugar spike that processed sugar, say in, for instance, lemon-lime soda would do. It says those spikes trigger cravings, which can lead to overeating and weight gain and increase your risk of diabetes. So big difference between limes and lemon lime soda. Big difference there.
Yeah, so. Those are that's both ends of the spectrum right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And the nice thing about citrus fruits is they actually, I think we've mentioned this before, go into your like bottled water or your glass of water really well in terms of giving it flavor. And lemons and limes are real popular, but oranges and grapefruits and other ones on here would work too. So kind of jazz it up without syrups or anything like that. So it goes
citrus
on.
Citrus fruits, yeah.
Yeah, and it says, how do you add more to your diet? And obviously all of them you can eat just as is, you know, by themselves. But the article suggests, it says, seek out a wider variety of the fruits and use the prep tips that they give in this article. And now the first one that they go to break down, I've heard of these, but I've never got a chance to try them. So it'd be interesting to hear if anybody out there has. But they're called pomelos. P-O-M-E-L-O, and it says this massive Southeast Asian flavor grenade, how's that?
Flavor grenade.
Flavor grenade explodes with a tart, sweet taste that's one punch grapefruit, one kick orange. So I guess it tastes like a mixture between those two.
You get a punch and a kick. There.
Yeah, you know,
bomb.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's the ninja fruit. Slice through its thick hide with a sharp chef's knife and quarter it. Then wring out the juice, strain it into a glass, and you can enjoy a simple single ingredient breakfast drink. If you want to eat it, cut it into segments, peel off the bitter pith, the white stuff, it says, first. It does have a much, much thicker hide than, say, grapefruit. So.
And this is called what again?
A pomelo.
Pomelo.
Yep. And the little extra tip it gives, it says, go minty. Pomelos taste great with fresh mint. So use that combo in mixed drinks or even in salads.
Well, way to bring us something we haven't had before. Way to go there.
So there you go.
If anybody's had that, we want to hear from you. 342-5863, pomelo. Has anyone had it? Heard of it? Know someone who's had it?
Right.
Has used it? Likes it? Doesn't like it? 342-5863. Okay, so.
Okay, so after pomelo, the next two are ones that almost anyone in the United States would and probably should be familiar with, even if we don't live in Florida or Texas or somewhere. Grapefruit is the next one, and it says, cocktail party factoid here. Grapefruits are so named because they grow in hanging clusters like grapes. I did not know that little piece of trivia.
I did not either.
So it says, try this fruit cut in half and charred lightly in a medium hot grill pan and then drizzle it with honey. So grilled.
Wow.
So that's a kind of a different way to try that. It says, as for health perks, eating grapefruit may help you beat high blood pressure if you're overweight, according to, and it quotes a study in National or a review of food science and nutrition. But and then it says they do make an easy salad if you combine peeled grapefruit slices with diced avocado. I've never.
Well, and of course, grapefruit juice has been popular in all kinds of diets.
Yeah.
I mean, not the sweetened grapefruit juice, but
just straight. Yeah. And but I do know that because I remember I learned this when I took a nutrition course and then I turned around and had to teach it. But I do know there's a lot of people, certain medications, you cannot drink grapefruit juice because it basically causes the the medicine to back up in your system and not go through how fast it's supposed to go through or something like that. So I know that, and usually when someone goes on one of those meds, they're told by a pharmacist or their doctor, do not drink grapefruit juice when you when you're on this. So, yeah, but
grapefruits.
I like grapefruit. I like them a lot. And honey's kind of a more natural way to sweeten it than people that use like table sugar, you know, on their grapefruit. So
good idea. But great idea there. Put that on the grill. Sounds good.
The next one is mandarin oranges, and those are, you know, pretty common, one of the most common and popular fruits in the United States. But it says this Insta snack tastes great segmented and mixed into a slaw of thinly sliced apples, fennel, and green olives. Or juice the segments into ice cube trays and drop the frozen cubes into sparkling water for a virtually calorie-free soda alternative. I thought that was kind of a good idea.
That is a good idea
Just make ice cubes out of the juice. It says antioxidant-rich mandarins may have anti-cancer properties, and that's according to a 2015 published study. It says, taste the grove. Try its relatives, too. Satsumas have more tang, while clementines, which are little babies, and that's a lot of kids like, are sweeter. So if regular oranges are too sweeter for you, it says satsumas. I've never had those either. So
roll that salad by us one more time again.
The salad? Yeah.
That sounded really
making
good.
A slaw. Orange segments, sliced apple, fennel, and green olives.
I think that green olive would be a nice touch in there.
Yeah, kind of gives some contrast.
Yeah.
So yeah, be worth trying. Something different.
That's when they talk about layers of flavor, I think, when you watch the TV shows.
Yes. Yeah, most of, like, I associate oranges with after soccer games growing up. That's what they we ripped them open, and that's what they fed us, you know. That and pop, it's like, oh my gosh, I look back on that like, okay. One out of two wasn't bad, but yeah, I still to this day, when I taste an orange, it takes me back to the soccer field, so.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works. But yeah, that salad sounds good.
There you go.
Salad sounds good. Well, keep going. You're rolling here today, Dr. Jen. I'm learning all kinds of things.
Okay, well, there's three more. The next one, which I am very, very partial to, says limes. It's more than just a tequila chaser, FYI. Limes are, they said that. That was not my input. Limes are rich in antioxidants called flavonoids, according to a 2014 Italian study. And don't trash the peel. Mix 2 cups of almonds with the zest, that's where you shred the peel, of 3 limes, a teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar, and 1/4 cup of maple syrup. Roast on a pan sheet at 375 till browned, about 8 minutes, then sprinkle with sea salt and snack away. So, kind of fancy.
Yeah, it is
almonds,
fancy.
Yeah, so you're flavoring your almonds, basically, with lime and chili powder. And, yeah, they sounds like they're going to be kicky, but yet sweet if you've got the brown sugar in there.
Well,
so.
I can see, you know, as far as, yeah, because how many ways can you use lime? Obviously, that's one of them, but you look at salads and things like that.
Right.
That limes are used for. And also, they're, a great drink garnish is what they
are. It's just like it's on the rim, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like to, for my water, I'm not, you know, a lot of people like lemon in their water. I'm not big on lemon, but I do like lime and fresh mint in my water. I think it's just a good combo. It's a personal preference, but yeah, that's just kind of something different that you can do with it, and you won't get scurvy. So that's what I remember learning about, you know, the sailors and getting scurvy, and they made them suck on limes. But it does say you can try. It's the little extra. There's a little extra tip after each one if anybody goes and looks at the article. But it says put on the squeeze. Try fresh lime juice over chili, Indian curries, or Asian noodle dishes. So kind of to jazz up your main meal, but.
Good stuff. Way to go, lime.
Yeah, lots of vitamin C. The next one is kind of the counterpart, which you kind of expected, and that's lemons. It says when life gives you lemons, say thanks. Almost any dish from broiled salmon to homemade hummus can benefit from the acidic blast of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Mix the zest and the juice of 1 lemon and 2 tablespoons of chopped dill into a cup of Greek yogurt and serve with poached eggs. Or mix the zest and juice into mayo and spread it on a chicken sandwich. I thought that sounded really good.
Not bad there.
Yeah. So It says on the little extra tip, get fresh. Don't zest too deep. Citrus rind packs freshness. Citrus pith, P-I-T-H, tastes bitter. So you want to use the real outside, you know, the yellow and just the beginning of the white, but you don't want beyond that.
Okay.
Kind of good lemons, to know. Yeah. Doesn't taste good. But and then the last one, and I've had one of these, it's been a long time, but is a blood orange. And it says it's reddish purple flesh, comes from the presence of anthocyanins, a class of potent disease-fighting antioxidants. The fruit is supple, slightly sweet, and incredible mixed into a simple arugula and feta salad. So kind of add flavor to that. The extra tip says try these chilled with some thinly sliced fresh basil as a simple dessert.
There you have it.
Blood oranges.
And someone's trying to get a hold of us here. Hi, KVOE.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've had experience with the, I've forgotten the name of it, the Palmero.
Pomelo, yeah.
Pomelo, yeah. It looks like a huge grapefruit, and it's brilliantly green.
Okay.
And it's a lot of work if you're going to try and eat it like a grapefruit.
Okay.
A lot of pith, but it's good. I mean, I was using that as an alternative to grapefruits because they were so bad this winter.
Okay.
But it was good. It was just a lot of work.
Okay. Just because that is so that outside's so thick.
Yeah. A lot of pith, and it's really hard to get to, but. I guess if you squeeze it and drink the juice, it'll be real tasty.
Yep, and so that makes sense why that's the main way they recommended it.
The juice isn't bitter then?
Not really. Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, it's sort of along the line of, like she said, grapefruit and orange mixed together.
So okay. Where did you find this at?
At Walmart.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Now, that was like a month or a little more than a month ago.
Okay.
Did you see anybody wearing masks at Walmart?
I actually have.
Okay, thank you. They were looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like,
I've seen it.
Okay. Makes me feel better.
Thanks for your program. Enjoy it.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for your call. All right. 342-5863 if you want to jump on board. If you've seen masks being sported by individuals. masked individuals rolling around town here.
They are.
During the flu season. Well, yeah, hey, I'm not opposed to it.
Don't knock it.
Yeah. If you make it through the flu season and cold and flu season without any damage done and you're wearing a mask, I think go for it.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's interesting to know that like a place like Walmart had them. It's one of those probably if any of us looked closer, we might see, they do have these. But I've never just happened to see them. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Some other stores might have them too.
Little work, it sounds like, to
to
reap the benefits.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And you can tell by the picture in the article, it does have that thick.
Yeah.
Pith, which that's a new word for me, but yeah.
That's a new word for this program.
I was going to say.
I don't think the word pith has ever been spewed on these airways.
I was going to say, Ron and I have never gone through that in 15 years.
If I say that to people, it's usually a joke.
Yeah. Breaking new ground again.
2018, we're just shot
Forget
out of
bacon.
A cannon in here.
Forget bacon. We're talking about pith from now on. Oh my word.
Well, thanks for the bacon pillow, by the way.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I was so relieved when you said, no, I don't have this in my collection, because anytime I see something, I'm like, I don't know if he already has this.
See, that is one of my goals for this year.
to build your collection.
Yes. It is to, I need a display set up in my office.
There you go.
To show off everything.
You need like a,
I have a cabinet that the doors are locked to it, and I have probably 100 bacon items in there.
Word.
You need an award case. That's what you need.
Yeah, I need something that's just a bacon shrine.
Oh my gosh.
That we can have.
I think Aaron and I could start working on some sort of audio visual or something like that, too.
It needs to play music.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I think everyone should know that the pillow I gave him for Christmas says on it, I cannot solve all your problems. I'm not bacon.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. I just thought that was perfect for you. Like you could hold it up when someone walks in to ask you something.
It's going to be on one of my chairs in my office.
There you go.
Somebody comes in with a question, just point to the shirt. There you go.
Exactly how that works. I don't know. So learned a lot of things here this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. The slaw recipe.
Yeah.
On point, I think.
Yeah. I really recommend people go and download. It's a Men's Health article, and they've always just, they try to put useful stuff in there where people are like, well, that doesn't sound too difficult. I can probably do that. So it's a good article with some good recipes and good ideas.
Well, and we will have this posted on the KVOE website. We don't right now.
Okay.
Because, well, when I was doing my research very early this morning on the handouts that you sent me, I waited till very early, the last minute.
Right.
Cramming for the show this morning.
There you go. That's all right. This is a pretty easy one to cram for. Sometimes I send you like five, you know, handouts. This is pretty easy.
But I didn't get the backside of
I'll resend it. So,
the first handout.
Yeah.
So I'll wait till I get that, and then, we'll get this thing posted. On the Dr. Jen page at KVOE.com. So what, classes start Wednesday, right?
Classes start Wednesday, and I'll throw out right now for anyone wanting to mark your calendar, April 17th is Laps for Landon. It's a Tuesday, and I'll definitely, you know, be on in the next couple months to talk about that.
Well, yeah. That's when again?
April 17th. Be here before we know it.
It will be, I know. Well, thanks for getting us juicy here this morning,
you
Dr.
Betcha.
Jen.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Good job.
To the party.
Dr. Jen, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health Promotions Professor, Emporia State University. Helping us out with our health here this morning. 848, 18 degrees. Good morning.
The new year is here. And at Longmine Auto Plaza, we're excited about 2018 because the lineups of new 2018 Chevy models and 2018 Buick models are the best ever. And our selection is incredible, too. Not only do we offer the best from Chevy and Buick, but our commitment is to having the best sales team and customer service anywhere. Like so many of our customers, Longmine Auto Plaza is the place you want to buy from. So remember, you always get a better deal at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Tina, a spayed female short hair black house cat. Jack, a young neutered male short hair Siamese mix. And Ray Lynn, a spayed female short hair tabby and white house cat. You can see these pets at kvoe.com by clicking on